Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Connected Insurance Podcast by Agency Revolution, where we help you automate your processes, engage your customers, and grow your agency. I am Rick Fox. Today, we are flipping the script and putting Michael Janz in the hot seat. And Michael, welcome.
Thank you.
And
good to be here.
So you've had a chance over the last few episodes, more than a few episodes, to talk to some really influential, knowledgeable, powerful people in the insurance industry. So I think probably the first easiest question would be, you've been doing this forever. What do you think?
Okay, that's a big question. It has been really interesting. I've been conducting or hosting this podcast every single week since the beginning of this year. And I would say that there's clearly a consistent theme, Rick, which is that agents must adopt technology, period. The whole industry has to adopt technology. We're seeing major investments in technology, largely designed to disrupt this machine. If you look at that and analyze or dissect where those investments are going, if you slice and dice the whole industry, more of it is going into property and casualty than any of the other lines of insurance, and more of it is going into property and casualty distribution, which means the agent and broker channel or disruptive elements to the agent and broker channel. And so I would say, and I always ask or have usually ask our guests, if you were going to put a billboard up on insurance highway and everybody's driving by at 60 miles an hour, and you had the more words you add, probably the less relevance or less impact they're going to have. What are you going to say? And most of them say something about technology. So, I think that's at the very core. I was asked in a podcast a couple of weeks ago by another interviewer, what would you say to the agent of today who's not a tech agent, to the non-tech agent? And I would say this, and I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but get over it. It's kind of like a contractor showing up to build my house without any tools. Tools are for people who do work, and the technology of today are the tools of today. And so the agent who is just uncomfortable with technology, they're sort of like the contractor who's just uncomfortable. I love houses. I love looking at houses. I just don't want to use tools to build them. The agent of today who wants to have deeper relationships with their customers has to use technology to help communicate more deeply with those customers. And so to put it bluntly, if you aren't comfortable with tools, then get over it and get comfortable with tools. Now, that being said, I don't want to be brutal about it, but I do want to be blunt about it. But that being said, I think there's another element here, and I think this comes from all of those interviews as well. It's that your ability to learn is a direct proportion to your ability to generate income in the future, because the world is changing so fast that if you're relying on the tools or the tricks or the techniques that you used 10 years ago, then you're 10 years old. It's just you're 10 years behind. The technologies that we're talking about today are going to be different a year from now. The social media platforms are changing really fast. Of course, at Agency Revolution, we're constantly making investments and change. And so whatever it is that you know today is good today. But in a fast-changing environment, your ability to learn is directly proportional to your ability to thrive. So I would say those two things are really critical.
And I feel like when we talk to agencies a lot, we hear the, and I use this analogy, You know, the industry is changing, the consumer has changed, and I use this as the analogy. Well, we live in a pretty good neighborhood, meaning the agency is making money, the agency is growing. They haven't quite gotten to a pain point where not using technology, not using today's methods has affected them. So to those agents that are slow to maneuver, hit them between the eyes with it, Michael.
Your days are numbered, I think, is what it comes down to. There are agencies that are run by, you know, let's say the 55-year-old principal who wants to ride out the last few years, or the 60-year-old principal who wants to ride out the last few years. They'll probably sell to somebody, very likely sell to a private equity firm. At some point, that game is going to be over. I am reminded of Michael Porter's comment on, you know, one of his sort of poignant comments on strategy. Essentially, he said that lacking the ability to innovate, a lot of industries, you know, in a lot of industries, we just see competitors buying each other up. And that game just gets old really fast. Merely growth through acquisition without marketing and innovation, you're going to run into a cul-de-sac or a dead end on that one at some point, because the consumer's changing so fast and the technologies are changing so fast. If you're not going to be relevant to today's customer, you're going to die.
And it also feels like, I mean, well, it doesn't feel like, but it is, there's two end games for principals today. It's perpetuation or acquisition. Either one of those, and you said this to me a few days ago, I've been in this for 25 years. I don't have 25 years ahead of me. Neither do a lot of principals in that position. So if you have a limited amount of time and you know your only two end games are acquisition or perpetuation, and how important is that to strategize now and make those kind of changes?
Well, between that point of perpetuation or transition, the idea is to get good growth and good EBITDA.
Exactly.
And, you know, so yes, I did say to you, I've been at this for 25 years, teaching agents and brokers how to market and how to execute on organic growth. And while I hope I have 25 years ahead of me, I'm not giving 25 years more to the industry. Let's be fair. Okay, I've tried to lay myself out there and be as vulnerable and be as transparent as possible for 25 years. I'm not going to do that for 25 more years. And so that changes the nature of my message. I feel like there are two things that are happening in my world that are really critical. One is the fact that I'm not going to do this for 25 more years. I'm going to do it for a handful of years. And then, you know, I've got some other dreams and things that I want to do with my life. And the second is that the industry is changing so fast. And maybe I've said that for 25 years because I saw changes happening back in the 90s, and I saw changes in the 2000s and in the teens, you know. So here we are, you know, at a period where unquestionably, simply because of the massive amount of investment that's being made to disrupt this industry, it is changing. So if you put those two things together, the fact that I feel like there's a sense of urgency in my delivery of the message, and I feel like the environment requires that sense of urgency. And so I love agents, I love brokers, but I think if there's enough love, you get to be pretty frank or kind of brutal about it. And I would say right now the message is, come on, wake up and get a very clear sense of what's happening around you. Look at the changes that are coming down the pike and make a commitment. If you're serious about surviving or serious about growth and thriving, then make the appropriate investment in your relationships with your customers.
You know, I've heard you say something along the lines of tricks are for kids. I think what you're saying is marketing tricks are for beginners. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you seem to be challenging, like, I like what you're doing right now. You're challenging agents and brokers to go deep into their relationship, to go deep into their agency and make that commitment to those customers. So, you know, how has your own insight about insurance marketing evolved over the last 25 years? I mean, like, talk about that journey.
I will talk about that journey, and I'll give the abbreviated version of it here.
Thank you.
When I came into the industry, I had the advantage of being an outsider. And one of the first insights that I had was, of course, when I first joined the industry, I was the executive vice president of the Trade Association for independent insurance agents on the West Coast. And my observation was they talked about insurance all the time. I mean, largely, those were the conversations. It was insurance stuff, or fighting banks in insurance, or you know, defending themselves against the direct writers or the captives, or you know, what have you. And I thought it struck me as interesting that as businesses, they just didn't seem like they were terribly organized or knowledgeable or savvy on how to market. And, you know, what seemed core to me in running a business is that the most important things were getting and keeping customers. And yet I rarely saw in conversations among some of the most advanced marketers on the West Coast, because these were board members of the association, they'd paid their dues, they were really good agents. I just rarely saw them talking about sharing strategies on how to get and keep customers. So my first insight was this was an industry that had kind of the independent insurance agent was sort of a default for insurance. It had gotten comfortable with that, and so frankly, when I started our original marketing training and coaching company, I taught tricks unabashedly. I wanted to teach them how to write insurance marketing copy, how to write headlines and subject lines, and how to use media. Like I remember, I did an 8-hour course on fax broadcasting. We taught shorter courses on voice broadcasting, and then of course, you know, even back in 1999, we were starting to teach a course on email marketing, but a lot of it was really centered around the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's like, hey, how to write, I've talked about my Yellow Pages free report on 25 ways to write a killer Yellow Pages ad. It was essentially about marketing technique, which I would say is kind of like marketing tricks. And the problem with that is that once the trick wears out, which they all do, you know, things change, your campaigns wear out, and unless you have a more core understanding of the fundamentals or the basic principles of marketing, what makes it work, then you're on the prowl for tricks again. The other problem with it is that you can learn 10,000 tricks, but unless you answer that core, or those fundamental one or two core questions, like what's my fundamental strategy? How am I going to generate the fastest growth? Where are my biggest margins going to come from? Then you can have a lot of tricks. You know, it's like putting the ladder up against the wrong wall. You know, you get to the top and you realize, oh, I'm in the wrong place. And so in terms of change, we made a change after that. I did have an insight. There was something that bothered me about marketing, which, and of course, I'm, you know, a lifetime marketer, but there is an insidious or dark side to marketing. At some point, when you do become a better marketer, you begin to understand human psychology. You begin to understand human motivation. And I saw something happen that bothered me a great deal, was that some of my clients and students, and there was a little bit of it started to seep into the culture of our marketing groups, which is that people felt that it was really cool to be able to trick their clients into doing things, or, you know, it was really about getting their attention and sort of sucking more money out of their wallet. And that bothered me because I felt that that was a very dangerous relationship between an agency or any business and their customers. It should never be about tricking your customers into doing something. It should always be about delivering something of such great value that your customers are compelled to do business that way. And of course, you still need to learn copywriting strategy, and you still need to learn how to communicate effectively. But beneath the trick, there needs to be substance. I'm reminded of a technique that was taught to me by my good friend and one of my first marketing mentors, Dan Kennedy. He called it the USP question, the the unique selling proposition question, which is the question that he said, I think rightfully, every prospect is silently asking, which is, why should I do business with you above any and all other options? And there was a period where my clients wanted to tell me, you know, what's the answer to that question? What's the trick? And we provided some formulas for that. But a real unique selling proposition or a real value proposition should come, it should come from the inside out, not the outside in. So you really should be able to answer for your customers, here is why you should do business with me above any and all other options. So we made a transition, and we started to teach a new sort of paradigm on marketing. We called it domination theory marketing. And the principle behind it was marketing isn't a branch, it's the trunk. In other words, there are a lot of systems in your agency. You got your HR systems and your computer systems and your carrier management systems and what have you. But fundamentally, the marketing systems, we were saying, if you're putting your customer first, everything should be about making your customer relationships deeper, then that's not something that's grafted onto the tree. That's the trunk of the tree. So that was a sort of a fundamental shift that we added maybe probably 12 to 15 years ago. So that was sort of phase two, going from tricks to what we call domination theory marketing. Phase three is the transition that we made and we encouraged our customers to make. Probably, you know, 7 or 8, 9 years ago, which is basically automated marketing. It's and not automation for the sake of automation, automation for the sake of creating deeper, more meaningful relationships with your customers. So in terms of I think this biggest insight for me over 25 years in insurance marketing, it really comes down to answering that core strategy question. And I would say core strategy in our industry, three words, customer lifetime value. If there was one thing that I think should drive everything in an agency, it is creating deeper, more meaningful relationships with your customer, because when you have those, I know I've probably said this a million times before, they will reward you deeply and richly. If you have deep relationships, they will buy more from you, they will stay with you longer, and they will give you more referrals, and your organic growth is going to get up, and you're going to have the highest margins you possibly can. So at the core of everything that we teach and everything we deliver and what our technologies do, it really gets down to one core strategy, which is maximum customer lifetime value.
Michael, you spend a lot of your time reading, talking to people in the industry, really being out there, and I appreciate you as one of the top thought leaders anywhere. And when you talk about these things, and you sort of just gave a great synopsis of the journey of you and of Agency Revolution and the marketing, but what this thing really boils down to me is, now we are here, like today. And people that are listening in, that I'm hoping will take away from this something that they can go do to change their lot in life, their place in their agency. So what does someone have to do specifically? Let's get specific. What does someone have to do specifically today? Either they're doing and need to do more of, or let's go a little, you know, 101, 201, 301 on that. What do they have to do to stay relevant in today's world?
All right. Well, I would say, any agent has the courage to look at the industry, and I think it takes some courage and anti-complacency to stand up and look around and be very truthful about what's happening. So we are seeing a transition in the industry such that, you know, a generation ago, this was the default way to get insurance. That's no longer true. After billions of dollars have been spent by Progressive and Geico, for example, and other organizations in the direct channel, I think if you ask a lot of people right now, if you do a word association on insurance, they're going to say GEICO, or they're going to say Progressive or Flo or something like that. So we're no longer the default channel. And we're seeing, you know, some threats coming from the digital channel. And so, number one, I think there is that core question that agents need to be asking themselves all the time, which is, what do we need to do to be relevant to today's customer? Well, that gets down to a core marketing principle, which I'll share like this. The novice agency thinks that the magic in, you know, marketing is to ask, how much can we get? Those days are over. The real magic in marketing now is being able to answer the question, how much can we give? And so if all we're giving is the sale of a policy, clearly that is not enough. There are other places where people can get insurance. And so we have to kind of imagine that policy travels through our shop, and it gets touched by human hands somehow. It has to be improved. It has to be better. Something needs to go around it. And generally what people are looking for, they're looking for advice and they're looking for advocacy. They're not generally, they don't think they're going to get great advice from, at least at this point in time. Let's put, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, or chatbots aside, which, you know, that's a conversation for the future. They don't think they're going to get great advice from the digital channel, and probably not the direct channel, some kid in a cubicle in South Dakota somewhere. So we have an opportunity to provide advice, and we have the opportunity to provide advocacy. So if there's a problem or a claim, you know, they have to feel like we're going to be on their side. So fundamentally, in order to be relevant in our channel, we have to earn the trust of our customers, and that means that we have to communicate with them. And the vast majority of those communications have to give way more than they try to get. Rick, you know this one. When some of our new customers look at the capability of what the agency revolution technology can do, they sometimes they'll say, "Oh my God, look at all the ways that I could suck more money out of my marketplace. Let's slice and dice my book of business and let's do 17 cross-sell campaigns." And at some point we learn to say, slow down. The first thing we're going to do is heal some of those damaged relationships that you've got. And because it's, you know, the money is in the relationship. And so, we crafted this, the first campaign, which we encourage our customers to use, which essentially says, you know, dear Rick, you know, we've really been thinking a lot about, you know, what matters to us in our agency. And we realize that the most valuable thing we have is our relationship with you and our customer. So you might see a change because looking to the future, you might see that we're going to be reaching out to you more. We're going to be sharing tips with you from time to time. We're going to, you know, try to make sure that your insurance is coordinated. And so what we want to do is we want to demonstrate appreciation and gratitude to the customer and then reframe the relationship in such a way where we're saying we're making an investment in you. And so, fundamentally at the core, as I've said before, the money is in the relationship. It's one of the few things that our channel can deliver that the other channels don't. So doggone it, it's time to stand up and prove it.
And I think to put a spin on that can sound negative, but we can use as a positive, is that I don't remember what the research was, but I read that, or maybe you told me, that 60% of people said that once I wrote a check, I never heard from my agent again.
Yeah, that was Deloitte's research, and they did a great job with it. And unfortunately, it demonstrated that a substantial number, this was small commercial lines in that case, they're ready to jump ship. They didn't feel like they were getting enough value. So that gets to, you know, the first point is relevancy. Second point is, you know, tools are tools. People who do work use tools. That's just the way it is. And so if you know, for those who feel like, they just are uncomfortable with tools. Again, your ability to learn is your ability to thrive, and this is an environment where we need to learn. And so I would say, be a little uncomfortable for a while. You know, discomfort is always the first step in learning. That's our first experience in learning. So it's okay. Be uncomfortable and make sure that you pick tools that are well-designed, well-crafted, easy to use, and then also make sure if you are using a tool that has some power and complexity, make sure that the vendor that you're using has a support system that can guide you along.
And don't forget here, I think part of this that gets lost, especially with today's consumer, is that the professional level of the independent agent is something that the today's consumer doesn't understand. They can go online and buy anything now. When we interview people here that for job interviews, I simply ask them the question, do you have insurance? Who covers you? Are you fully covered? And none of them can answer that question. So when Michael's talking about the relationship, giving more than you get, what we as independent agents give is our experience. And let's make sure that all of our customers understand that while Flo might be funny and the Gecko might be cute, the people that are buying it aren't professionals at this. And we are still, at the end of the day, protecting the most valuable things in everyone's lives. Michael, speak to that.
Well, this is a business, you know, that should make everybody proud. Everybody on the team. Let me kind of wind up with a little bit of a story or share an exercise that that from time to time we run with our Million Dollar Club. I call it the perfect client exercise. And what I ask people to do, think about your agency like it's a conveyor belt. You know, you've got a conveyor belt and some raw material gets put on at the beginning and you're attempting to build something. Well, if it were cars, you know, let's say you're building Fords, you want to make sure that a fully functional Ford comes out at the other end of the line, right? You're not going to like throw off doors here and an engine here. And, you know, it's like stuff falling off the conveyor belt all the time. I would challenge agents and brokers to think about what do they want at the end of the conveyor belt. Well, here's what I think they probably want. A fully covered person or organization or business that is also completely loyal. So fully covered, completely loyal people. If that's what they have, they're going to have the best. Those are perfect customers. Those customers, the research clearly demonstrates they're the ones who are going to reward you very richly, and they're going to do it those three ways I talked about earlier. They're going to stay with you longer, they're going to buy more insurance from you, and they're going to give you more referrals. And so if I really would encourage you to take a piece of paper, you know, draw a stick figure or whatever it is and say, that's my perfect customer, and describe what they are. Well, they have this number of policies, they also feel this way about me or feel this way about the agency. That's it. So ideally, you know, if they're personal lines, they're going to have their home or their auto, their life insurance, their umbrella, et cetera, with you, and they're going to feel loyal to you. And that loyalty comes because it's earned. It doesn't come because you sold them a policy and forgot about them. So I would say if I wanted to encourage people to really do something that can transform your agency, create in your mind that image of what you want at the end of the conveyor belt, and then ask yourself, well, what do we need to do to create those things at the end of the conveyor belt? Well, clearly, I need to be relevant. I need to give value. I need to communicate with some frequency, and those communications need to give value. So periodically, I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to share information or tips about how to protect yourself, how to protect your family, how to protect your organization, how to prevent claims. And then I'm going to guide you through the customer journey. So when you're a new lead, I'll reach out to you appropriately. When you're a new customer, I'll reach out to you appropriately. I'll remind you why you chose to do business with us. I'll show you appreciation. When you have a claim open, I'll reach out. When you close the claim, I'll reach out. When you approach your renewal, I'll reach out. And of course, in the modern era, technology can solve that problem for you.
All right, let's wrap this up. Michael, I'm going to put you on the spot like you always do. Driving down Insurance Highway, what does your billboard say?
Oh, that's a great question. Now I know what that feels like. Well, I'm in a bit of a mood, and I would say, you know, I would put maybe three words on it. Market, technology, and doggone it, do it. So maybe that's six words. But, yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. The days are over where we could be complacent or we could feel like, oh, because Tuesday feels like Monday, it's all going to be the same. Nah, things are changing fast. And when I say market, it's not just marketing is not just getting customers in the door. The marketing, really good, profound, meaningful marketing, carries somebody all the way along that conveyor belt and delivers a customer journey for them that they actually, they actually can brag to their friends about. That's what we're looking for. So, yes, market, use technology, and stop fooling around.
All right. My last bit would be, very similar to some of the webinars we do here, where some really informative pieces, details are given, is don't walk away from this and do nothing. Spend the time, do the work. If you're building a house, you need the tools. There are tools out there. And as busy as everyone is, don't get stuck working in your business and not having enough time to work on your business. So, Michael, thank you so much for today. Great having you on the other side. I'm sure next week you'll be back over here.
Looking forward to it. I enjoyed it. And, of course, if anybody has questions for me, you can reach me. I'm going to do my best to get back to people one at a time. If you really respond with a serious question, michael@agencyrevolution.com. And, of course, you can follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter.
And then, of course, all of our podcasts, our webinars, our blogs is on agencyrevolution.com. And thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.